Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I've had a fantastic week. I was up in North Carolina, but you know, I almost didn't get here this morning. So I have to tell you a little bit about that. We have a great show for you today. We are going to be talking about all sorts of great gardening information for you. We're going to have Dana Venrick on, and then we're going to also have Proven Winners Color Choice researcher and grower Judson LeCompte on today, and he is going to tell us about the perfect azalea. I've got that for you. And this week, I was up in North Carolina on a family kind of business trip. We just flew up Wednesday and came back on Friday, but we almost didn't come back on Friday because the airport had an electrical outage. Some kind of rain or liquid water got into the electrical unit and shut down the Raleigh-Durham airport for almost 7 to 8 hours. And then all of those flights that were supposed to go on from 4:30 until early afternoon were all delayed or canceled or pushed back. And so I was hoping that it was going to get, we were supposed to leave later on that evening. It was kind of tense there for a while. But I will tell you, you just have to, if you have a free few days over the next week and you can get up to North Carolina and see the foliage, it's just amazing. We went to the Sarah Pete Duke Gardens. I'll be talking a little bit more about that. But right now I want to say good morning to Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie. Good morning, Josh. Josh is with us this morning.
Yes, he is. He's training to fill in for me because, you know, I might want a day off or something like
that.
You might want to
go to North Carolina.
I will not be using your airport that you use because you had me so, I was not stressed out, but I was like, okay, we got this. But I'm like, man, I hope she's okay.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that one of the flights, people that came in at 4:30 didn't leave until like 6 o'clock that evening. And it was just very interesting that our flight left only 20 minutes late. And so we were very fortunate, very fortunate. So I talk frequently about fertilizer nutrients like the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those are the most important nutrients that we have in our fertilizer. They're called macronutrients, and that's what the body or the plants need most. But there's also the micronutrients, and these are minerals. And so just to kind of get you in the mind frame of how important minerals are to plants, I equate fertilizer with vitamins and with when we look at a fertilizer label and then also a vitamin label, they're basically the same ingredients, only just a different analysis, a different formula for the uptake. And so approximately 4% of the human body mass consists of minerals. And minerals are naturally occurring inorganic substances, one, because they don't have a carbon atom. And there are approximately 3,800 known minerals, 21 which are essential to the human healthy functioning of the body. Now, some minerals, such as lead, are toxic to humans, but minerals have just a really important role in plants and in humans. So we're going to be talking to Dana Venrick. He's our sponsor and he's owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, 335 East Michigan. But he's going to be joining us from California, and he's going to tell us how minerals affect plants and should be part of every gardener's fertilization process. It's very important. And then, Lizzie, have you ever heard the phrase perfecto mundo?
I have, but I probably have been using it incorrectly.
Well, you know, I asked Tony this morning if he knew what it meant, and he is a soccer fan, and so he knows everything about soccer, and so he knew exactly what it meant, and I was very impressed. But I didn't have the context till just recently. Perfecto mundo means perfect world. And I didn't know that this month until I found the perfect azalea. So I always look for Proven Winners Color Choice when I'm looking for quality shrubs. And this month, I found out about the Perfecto Mundo series. We're going to have Dr. Judson LeCompte, with Spring Meadow Nursery. And Spring Meadow Nursery is one of the specialist growers of a new proven winner color choice azalea coming to a nursery near you. So I can't wait to tell you about this new perfect azalea for Florida gardens. I have installed them in two clients' yards. I have them myself, and I love them.
Oh, I'm going to be going out and buying a whole load of them, because whenever you were explaining how beautiful they are, I love azaleas. But you know, Florida, I mean, yes, we have our flowers that are pretty, but they're nothing like a New England style or northern flower. However, this sounds like this is just going to make me happy.
It's going to make you very happy. And so I love them. I'm very excited about them. So we'll be talking to Dr. Justin LeCompte in the second hour. I'm also going to be answering your garden questions. So you can get on board by calling Lizzie and Josh at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So we saw the fall foliage, and beautiful reds, yellows, and oranges, and just matched up, and with the evergreen pines and oaks behind them, they were gorgeous. The Japanese maples were gorgeous. The dogwoods were just amazing. Deep red. They looked like maple trees. And I was just so impressed with them. All of the little grocery store malls and little shops and by the highway, you can see all these reds and oranges and yellows. And so the sourwood trees, they turn red. Smoke trees turn red. The bald cypress is even red. And so for the yellows, they have the green ash, the sawtooth oak, and the beech trees. I was just looking at all of them. And then the oranges, we had the black tupelo, the sweet gums. Beech trees also turn orange. And so I got my fill of fall, and it was wonderful. We had really great weather. So we're going to be back with Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist. And it's a great morning here on Better Lawns and Gardens. If you're Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt. I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
It's time to review your health insurance marketplace coverage and decide if you need to make changes. You may be able to get better coverage with a plan that costs less. Go to healthcare.gov to see your options. Overwhelmed? Don't be. A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process so you can find the best plan for you and your family's needs. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115. Now through January 15th. We're here to help. It's free and confidential. 877-813-9115.
We're a farm store, a family store, a look what I found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a hey neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Black Friday starts now with white hot deals, like $99 for a DeWalt Max drill kit or frying oil, perfect for the holidays, just $24.89.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Gardens and nurseries often hear how poor Florida soils are from gardeners. And so we recommend fertilizing and amending the soil with, you know, fertilizing with nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But then also the micronutrients are important too as well. Dana Venrick is the owner of Quality Green Specialist, a tree and shrub nursery in DeLand, and also a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. He offers several mineral products that are perfect for Florida plants. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good, Teresa. How are you?
I got about 2 hours sleep last night, so I'm doing good.
Well, I'm on the Pacific time. I'm visiting my daughter, having a great time, trying some of the delicious fruits and vegetables here in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego's got wonderful weather. Well, I am so glad you're there and enjoying your family. And so, Dana, when I first visited your nursery, I saw a lot of great mineral products. One especially caught my eye, and it was called azomite. Where does azomite come from?
It comes from Utah. You know, azomite stands for the A to Z of minerals, including trace elements. And so it's an incredible material from a mine that is very sustainable. It could last for thousands of years. It's an uplift, you know, from eons ago from a volcanic eruption.
Right.
This material is OMRI listed organic, very safe, very effective.
Okay, so now what effect does azomite have for plants?
Well, it has all the minerals, all the essential minerals that plants need that will fortify our mineral deficient soils here in Florida. You know, I was introduced to azomite when I was an extension agent there at the agricultural center. I was the commercial horticulture agent for 10 years there. And then while at Quality Green, in fact, that was how we started originally. I started by deciding to bring in azomite from Utah, bring it in by the tractor trailer load so we could make it affordable to Florida gardeners. And that's become really important for us because people find out how sustainable it is. People come in, for example, customers say they've been using it for 20 years in some cases. It still works as well after 20 years as it did the first.
Well, I know that those minerals are important and the azomite. So will it work in any soils? Because Florida's got some conditions where we have mucky soils. We have sandy soils over in the Lake Wales Ridge, you know, those sandy soils. So will azomite provide minerals for benefits for every soil condition?
It provides benefits for all of our sandy mineral deficient soils, and even better for the organic muck soils or heavy peat soils like in South Florida around the Everglades. because it has those minerals that are deficient in both types of soil. And in Florida particularly, it's like we're a sandbar out in the seas.
Yes.
And we're very deficient of potassium, for example, and magnesium. A lot of times the trace minerals in particular, like manganese, often we have enough phosphorus or too much phosphorus, but we're very deficient in most of the trace minerals, and they're not available. That's the secret of azomite. It makes those minerals available. They're all there. There are 70 trace minerals. And the beauty of it is, even though there are heavy metals in there, they are in amounts less than in regular soil. So you have a great mineralization package to go with any fertilizer separately. Works even better when you use a good organic fertilizer like we have.
Well, I know that we recommend putting fertilizer on all our plants, shrubs and vegetables, and all of our, you know, our turf. Is azomite good for turf as well as plants?
It is. This is something really interesting. University of Florida, where I graduated, has done a number of studies on silicon dioxide, which is the most dominant mineral within azomite, over 65% silicon dioxide. They found with silicon dioxide, it controls disease as well as the best fungus, chemical fungicides. And that is amazing that this material can control disease safely with no chemicals. And it gives good, healthy plants, you know, a good turf, disease-resistant, more insect-resistant because it deposits a silicaceous, that is a glassy layer over the entire plant, including the roots. It retards fungi and nematodes from getting into the plant in the first place. So you have far less disease. You have almost a disease-proof lawn. It's amazing. I have proof, my lawn and the neighbor's lawn that I take care of.
So how do you apply azomite?
Well, we recommend the granulated formulation. There's also other formulations that are fine ground or pelletized, but we prefer the granulated because it's so easy to apply with a broadcast spreader or a drop spreader, and it's not dusty. Now, the others work just as well, but they're like micronized may be a little bit more available, but it's very dusty, and so we prefer the granulated version.
How long does azomite last in the soil? How often do you have to repeat it?
Well, you can use it, you know, quarterly. You could use it often, but we recommend that you use it at least twice a year, spring and fall, for maximum results, and you get even better results if you use it quarterly. But it's like a soil builder. This is the way it works. You put on azomite, it's like a perfect food with all the minerals in sufficient amounts and in the right ratios like we have in our potting soil. Then the minerals cause the microbes in the soil to explode in population. They become very, very abundant. And the microbes are the number one way you build organic matter in the tilts of the soil.
That's right.
It holds more. The cation exchange capacity builds. You get far better results because then the microbes are the number one way they mineralize. They mineralize and they digest those minerals and release them in ionic form as either cations or anions in various forms that the roots of the plants can take up. It's like the waste product of the microbes or food for the plants.
Oh, that's
it's amazing.
That does explain it better. And so what about you mentioned organic, and to me that's just a word that's, you know, kind of a little overused right now because people just don't understand what it means. But how is azomite organic? Is it listed with OMRI?
It is. It's listed with OMRI, and what makes it organic? It has no biosolids. It's a safe, naturally occurring material made by Mother Earth. It comes up with a volcanic eruption. It comes out, came out eons ago with primarily the ash of the volcanic eruption. It was deposited into a shallow sea, in this case in Utah. And then, you know, over time, most of the sodium that was in the salt water is leached out, but all the other minerals are in there, including about 5% potassium, about 3% calcium, 1% magnesium, and all the trace minerals that are essential for plants. And so if you have all the essential minerals, the microbial life is just happy, and they do the work. They do the work for us, really. They're our best little friends in the soil.
So you offer azomite at your nursery. What size bags does it come in? What is the cost?
Well, we have 10-pound bags that are clear and heavy-duty, like 6 mil, and you can see the product. And so that is very helpful. They cost $15. And then we have 40-pound bags that cost $34. And we also have totes for growers and 2,000 or 2,750-pound bags. So we try to supply, you know, a lot of people have just singing, you know, the praises of what happened, you know, with their crops, with their flowers. You're going to have more colorful, bigger, brighter flowers, I guarantee it. Stronger plants, more disease resistant. With fruiting plants, you're going to have bigger, sweeter, more tasty fruit. And with vegetables, they're going to be so well mineralized, you're not going to have any hidden hunger if you eat vegetables that are grown with azomite and good organic fertilizer like we have.
Well, tell us a little bit about Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. Tell everyone what they can find at your nursery.
Oh, gosh. We have like hundreds of varieties and thousands of plants at Quality Green Specialist. We're located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, very convenient there in DeLand. And so we have ornamentals. We have a great selection of 7 and 15-gallon trees, including olives and citrus and oaks and East Palatka hollies, magnolias, you name it. We have a great selection of most any type of ornamental tree. And then the fruit trees, we have things like figs and all types of stone fruits, persimmons. We have flowers like roses. And supertunias, which is an incredible, long-lasting petunia like the bubblegum vista that's specially bred to take the heat of Florida summers. And sometimes they'll last several seasons, you know, if they're well-protected.
They do.
Shade.
And also, too, your fruit trees are amazing. They're just wonderful. You have apples and pears, peaches. Do you have any nectarines?
We do. We have some tropic sweet apples in right now, too, you know, three varieties, Anna, Dorset, and the tropic sweet. You get any two out of those three for cross-pollination. Most of our plants are self-fertile, and that's a case where you need cross-pollination. But we have all the advice, you know, help you select the best fruit trees and plants for your particular situation.
That's wonderful, Dana. Thank you so much. Now, your website is qualitygreenspecialist.com?
Qualitygreenspecialist.com. We're open 9 to 4 daily.
All right.
Come visit us. You'll really enjoy the visit.
Thank you so much, Dana. I've got a hard break here. Thank you for taking a break in your vacation. Now it's your turn
Teresa. Have a great day.
You too, hon. Thank you. You can call me at 1-888-45-LAWNS or text at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're feeling grumpy this morning, try thinking about all of your blessings. As you think of them, is there a common thread through the blessings? For me, the greatest blessings are in relationships. I've been blessed with Christian grandparents and parents and great siblings and an incredible Christian wife. We're blessed with three sons along with their wives that all have real relationships with the Lord. And through them has come the blessings of grandchildren. And you know what? I can't take credit for any of these blessings, these relationships. None of these relationships are perfect, but they are healthy. For that, I am thankful. So is there a perfect blessing through relationships? Yes. His name is Jesus. He is the perfect gift to save us from our flaws, to transform us into the person God created us to be. And that, my friends, is the greatest blessing of all. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by US Med.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we love to have your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me anytime at 23680. We have text messages waiting, and so thank you very much. We'll get to your dwarf oyster plant beds and to your buttercup. But let's go first to Dominic in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Well, good morning, Teresa. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am great. I was just down in Port St. Lucie giving a talk. So, they have a great garden club down there.
Oh, okay. I don't belong to any clubs, but I'm pretty much an active grower. But
that's wonderful.
I spoke to you 2 weeks ago about my white flies.
Yes.
And I bought product that with spinosad.
Yes.
And I drenched all the leaves that I could, and they're still back. And I even got an insecticidal soap, and I sprayed it with that, and they're still there. The only way I feel I could get them off is to hose them down. And I hate to do that because I've got tomatoes growing, and I don't want to put water all over it so if we get so much rain. I did. One of my friends works for Lowe's, and he heard me on the show, and he got me. He told me to get a Bayer product with
a systemic, right? A 3-in-1 systemic, yeah. Yes.
Oh gosh, I hate to use systemics because I've got sweet potatoes growing all over the place, and I harvest 3 or 4 every day.
Uh huh.
You can't do it when you start using systemic, can you?
It just depends on how close they are to them. Are they really close to the bed?
Oh, I've got sweet potatoes grown all over the place.
Yeah.
Every time I get next to my bed. They're terrible with the white flies.
Right. Well, it's just one of the things. So you really have an issue with the insects, and I'm just kind of wondering that we need to take care of the issues, the conditions that you have, so that you don't get them. And so do you have a lot of, are they out in the open with full sun, your garden bed area, your garden bed area?
Yeah, raised beds, and at least 6 hours of sunshine on each bed.
At least 6 hours. That's it seems to me like you have a little bit of shade then, do you?
Oh, I do have some shade.
Okay, so that's going to be one of the conditions that's going to keep allowing you to get, it's going to make you more susceptible to insects. Okay, so, that's where you need to be very, on top of things and provide the, don't let it get to such high populations. Okay, so that you have to use stronger and stronger chemicals. All right, so I always want you to read the label of any product that you use. It will tell you how soon you can use the product or how soon you can harvest your vegetables before you, after applying the chemical, okay? So that will be in the label, and that is, very important, and it's accurate. So whatever you use, look at the label. It's going to say you can put this down 4 days before or a week before, or, 14 days before harvesting. And then that means it's going to be safe to use. All right. So read the label, but I want you to make sure that you are not overwatering, that you're fertilizing correctly. And that's going to mean your plants are going to be less susceptible to the white flies. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes plenty of sense. And I do read the labels, and the systemic, it says to apply it once a year.
Well, that's okay. So that's not the product I'm thinking of. Okay, so do this. Send me an email to teresa.watkins@live.com, Dominic, and I will send you more information. Okay.
Okay.
That way we can handle it, because I just think the area just needs, the vegetables need a little bit more sunlight, so you have stressed out vegetables and plants, and so they're going to be more susceptible to white flies. So,
one other thing, I do use neem oil throughout the season.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do, Dominic, is I want you to make sure that you're getting the stems, you're getting the ground, and you're getting underneath the plants.
Yeah, understandable, right?
Okay. So I want to make sure you're getting good coverage. Okay, of the product that you're using, because, if you only do the top of the plants and you miss some areas, then they're going to come back again. And it's just one of those issues that if you're using a chemical over and over again, it may make the insects less susceptible to the product.
Yeah, that's truly understandable.
Okay.
Okay, I've got one other thing, and it's just a fun thing.
Okay, it's a fun thing. All right, great.
Soda apples. Remember, you told me about the invasive species that,
yes,
I had that I thought was an eggplant.
That's, yes.
So, I was out to dinner with my brother-in-law, and he was teaching biology in a class in Port St. Lucie. And he talked to me. When I told him about it, he said, "Yeah, we had a big issue here in Fort Pierce in the pastures because the cows eat everything."
Yes,
and they wound up infecting pastures, and they had a devil of a time trying to get rid of all the soda apples. They had to strip the pastures down and burn everything.
They did.
Because the cows ate the soda
apples. And it's toxic to them, yes.
But they wound up fertilizing the whole pasture with the seeds. So, you know, that was just an issue, and I just wanted to pass that on.
All right, Dominic. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you so much for all your information. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dominic. Email me, okay, and I'll get more information to you, okay? Thank you so much. And so, Josh, we've got a few minutes, 2 minutes. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. So I've got a small carambola tree. I planted it in April. I bought it at the Brevard Tropical Fruit Club, their
Wonderful.
Annual fruit tree sale. And it's doing well. And it's like about 5 feet tall. It's grown quite a bit since I planted it. And it's actually blooming and setting fruit. And I'm wondering, since it's so small, there would be probably, and this might be the first crop, it might be a good idea to pick those fruit off before they get big and let the plant focus its energy on growth.
Well, I will tell you, I don't think you're going to have that issue with star fruit, carambola. They're very, very productive. And so you're going to have hundreds of star fruit over the next few years. You know, I'm one of those ones that believe life's too short and go ahead and just let it fruit. So, you know, you should be having a little bit of fruit on it now. If not, the next spring, don't worry about taking the fruit off. Go ahead and enjoy them.
Yeah, I mean, there's small fruit on it right now.
And
they're still bloom. Well,
that's wonderful. Well, go ahead, and I would just leave them on. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy them. Thank you so much, Tom, for calling. We've got a question in Howie in the Hills, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me anytime at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner series of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available for participating dealers while supplies last. The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to listen to any Better Lawns and Gardens show that you've missed, you can go to the website, betterlawns.com, or you can do a search on Audio Boom, and you can see all of the shows for the past 2.5 years. And then you can also Google your favorite podcast and just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and you'll find them. Let's go to Howie in Lakeland. Good morning, Howie. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
You are with Peterson's Nursery, and you are having a special event this morning, so tell us about it.
Yes, we are having a lecture today at Peterson Nurseries in Lakeland, Florida, on fruit trees in Central Florida area.
All right, and that's at what, 9:30?
At 9:30 a.m.
Oh, wonderful. And they just come right to you, and you have a wonderful area there. I have to come to
ma'am.
Peterson Nursery. I have to come see you because you sound great. What kind of plants do you have there at the nursery?
We have annuals, we have camellias, we have shrubs, we have poinsettias is coming in later on.
All right.
Citrus trees, fruit trees.
Excellent. And so, so Peterson's Nursery this morning, you have a citrus tree event, or just all fruit trees, right? You're going to talk. All of your
fruit trees.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Howie, for calling and letting us know. I'll tell everybody about it in the second hour.
No, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care. We can love to have your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Let's go to the text messages. And this one says, every year around September, my dwarf oysters plant beds are decimated from disease and completely die off. Is there a similar style plant I can use in these beds that's not susceptible to the amount of rain we receive? Well, I just have to tell you that, dwarf oyster plants don't take any kind of supplemental water at all. So if you are even watering the bed and we're getting all these rains, then your dwarf oyster plants are getting too much. Now, the hard part is that you said you have a hibiscus standards where you have your dwarf oysters, and hibiscus need more moisture than the dwarf oyster plants. So, what kind of ground covers can you put underneath it? Well, you can put an Australian violets. How about some purple queen, which is similar to dwarf oysters? Lantana will also, a purple lantana will give you the same color combination. Or you can select an Alternothera plant that is burgundies or purples. They're called bloodroot. And then also, too, there's the purple waffle plant that you can put underneath it. And that makes a kind of lovely ground cover.
You're making me hungry.
Purple waffle plant.
Yes, waffles, yum.
And so so those are all different kinds of ground covers in that similar color pattern. But I want you to make sure that you're not overwatering, because that's usually the issue, is that we get plenty of rainfall during the summer. There's no need to turn on the irrigation. If necessary, hand water your hibiscus so it gets enough water. Let's go to someone who has a problem with weeds. They say, I have a wonderful crop of buttercup. Well, it's not buttercup. I think they mean dollar weed. Dandelions and several more that took over her backyard or his backyard. He sprayed them 2 weeks ago, and now his yard has big bare spots. What should I do to get grass? It gets some sun, but mostly shady. Well, I can then tell you that you don't have bahia grass, because bahia grass needs full sun. So if you've got any kind of shade there, then bahia grass will not grow. So you probably have a St. Augustine grass, maybe Floritam. And what you're going to need to do to replace that grass is that you're going to have to plug or sod. We're going into our cool season, unless you're in South Florida, and I don't know where you are. So, Venture Country Club, I think if that's where you are. I don't know where that is. I'm sorry. But if you're down in South Florida, then you can plant St. Augustine anytime. Just get some sod pieces or some plugs and fill in those bare spots, because the weeds are coming in. Now, let me just tell you, because you have dollar weed, that means that you've got a really wet area. So I want to make sure that you're not overwatering. Right now, all we need to be watering is about once a week. And that's all St. Augustine turf needs if it's been established and it hasn't been overwatered. This is a good time of the year to wean your turf off of irrigation. Your turf should be able to go 1 week without water, and then you won't get the weed issues as much, especially the dollar weed, which is an aquatic plant. Thank you. Let's go to Jeannie in Jacksonville. Good morning, Jeannie. How can I help you?
Good morning. Hi. I ordered a 5-foot peppermint peach tree online, and it came in looking okay, kind of sparse, but maybe that's how they are when they're young. And I got it planted, and it kind of seemed like it was having a difficult time, but it started getting some new sprouts and had leaves. And then I noticed that it was probably about 2 months ago, the leaves started turning a little yellow, and I thought, well, maybe it's the fall thing going on in Florida, because I've not lived here my whole life.
Right.
But now it has no leaves on it, and I haven't tried to break off a piece of the limb or anything to see if it's dead, but I didn't know how I should maybe care for it.
Well, peach trees do go dormant, and you're in Jacksonville. So with a couple of the cold snaps that you've had, just the brief short ones that we've had over the last couple of weeks, it's going to go dormant and lose its leaves. So I would not worry about it at all. You're not going to have any leaves until next spring, and then it's going to flush out and blossom. And I even saw peach trees just a few weeks ago that had blossoms on them because of the cold weather, and then it warmed up so quickly. So don't worry about it. Just make sure you're fertilizing it on a regular basis. If you have you fertilized it yet this year?
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Uh-huh. All right, so just keep fertilizing it on a regular basis. Make sure it gets water and let it go dormant. That's the best thing for it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, super. I appreciate it.
Call me Jeannie back and let me know what kind of peaches you get off of it, okay?
Well, it's called a peppermint peach. So from what I understand, it's just a floral red and white, and then they also mix together.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard of a peppermint one. I have to look that up.
I saw it in Georgia, and it was beautiful. So I was like, I have to get one. So I'm hoping it doesn't fruit out. I hope.
Well, I hope it's just not too hot down here for it.
Yeah,
so it's better to go with peach trees that are more Florida, more base for Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know how you do with it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jeannie. Thank you so much. Next text message says, do you recommend root pruning a mature shrub before moving to another location? If so, explain how to do it. I'm in Orlando. Thank you for telling me you're in Orlando. And so I recommend that you root prune it about a week and a half to 2 weeks before you're moving it. And this just depends on the size. If it's a small shrub, even if it's mature, you know, I kind of would like to know how big it is. If it's, you know, 2 to 3 feet tall, then you're not going to really have to root prune it a lot. But if it's, you know, 5 to 6 feet tall, if it's a, you know, a huge hedge shrub, then you're going to want to root prune it a little bit. We just root pruned some awabukis that we're going to move to another location. And root pruning, what it does is it sends it into shock, and then it's going to stimulate new root growth, which is important for the transplanting. It sends it kind of into a mini shock so that it's ready to be moved 2 weeks later. So go ahead and root prune, dig down all the way around it, as far out as you can, as far out as it is wide, and then go ahead and don't cut underneath it. I want you to water real well for about a week and a half to 2 weeks, and then go ahead and dig your hole, have it all ready to go, and then root prune it underneath, dig it out, and transplant it, and then water it well for the next 2 weeks after that, okay? Do not add fertilizer. Do not add any soil amendments to that soil, all right? You just want it to adapt to that area, all right? That's a great question. I do like root pruning big shrubs. That way it has a head start. So the next hour, we're going to be talking about the dirty word of the day, and then also a perfecto mundo, a perfect world. And in it, we're going to have the best azaleas. We have Dr. Judson LeCompte. He is going to be with us, and he is going to tell us about Proven Winners Color Choice Perfecto Mundo Azaleas. They're new on the market. They are gorgeous, and I can't wait to talk about them. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.